All right, welcome to Still Sober with John Rabin. Nice to see you guys again, figuratively speaking. If you're a sober person, hope you're staying sober. If you're not a sober person, hope you're staying sane. Well, I just got back from, not just got back, it's been a few hours, but I had my, started my treatments today. I have a, dealing with a tumor that's grown in my bladder. Got it removed. Came back this year. Got it removed. Now we're doing prevention treatments. They're called BCG treatments. You can Google it if you're really interested. But essentially, let's see. It is... I was trying to look up, you know, what does BCG stand for? It stands for Bacillus Calmette-Guerin, which is a vaccine. It's a vaccine, which is a type of immunotherapy medicine. All right. So basically is this. You go in, they put a catheter, a tiny catheter in you, and then they squirt this stuff. They empty your bladder, and then they squirt the stuff into you. Then you hold it. And you don't pee for 2 hours. Meanwhile, you lay down on your back, your side for 15 minutes, your side for 15 minutes, your stomach for 15 minutes, trying to coat it and all that. And then after 2 hours, you pee it out. Now, it's actually quite painless. It's not that big of a deal. And you do it, I've got to do like 6 treatments of it once a week. As a prevention. So as far as treatment goes for cancer cells, you know, not bad. Side effects are, it's possible fatigue. And I am kind of feeling it a little bit, honestly. But I think that's just because I think my body knows when there's something in me that it's not like, what is this? This isn't the poison we're used to. Where's the good poison that you used to put in us? What is this shit? So I can feel my body not being very happy with me. A couple things that I went in there with the urologist, and they've got a nurse there who she's kind of intimidating. Does not crack a smile. She's stocky. She's a stocky, like cold, humorless nurse. Ish. And so she leads me into the room and she goes, you know the drill. She goes, here you go, you're in this, and you know the drill. Because I've been there a few times, right? So and what she means by I know the drill is they shut the door, I take my shoes, my pants off, I sit on the thing and put the paper blanket over my lap. Right, that's I know the drill. But so she's going through the motions and goes, all right, you know the drill. She's about to walk off and I went, hang on a second. Because I get the cystoscopy, which is when they stick a camera in your penis and go into your bladder to look around. And it's like a colonoscopy, but on the other end. And it's not great. And I've had it. So I said for this, I went, I just need to know the catheter that squirts water in there versus say the camera in a cystoscopy. I need to know the gauge of said thing that's going in me. Is it similar to the cystoscopy camera? And then I cracked her. I got her to smile. And she just smiles and goes, it's much thinner. And I went, okay, look, this is important. And she started laughing and she left. So I got her, finally cracked her. It's funny that I've got it because I've cracked jokes and nothing. But this one, it was a genuine question. And I guess that's what makes her laugh is just the genuine concern, which I don't know why that's funny. if you have a penis, you are genuinely concerned about the girth of the object that's going into your pee hole. It seems like it's a pretty important concern and question. I think a good question. Anyway, so treatment's quick, though. They put it in water. All right. See you. Thanks for all the money. The nurse that administered the treatment was telling me about things. Because here's the thing is that there's something about, there's like a possibility of, it's, I don't know what the hell is about this this vaccine stuff, this treatment, but it's like there's an infectious quality to it. I don't know, because the instructions on when you get rid of it, that's what the nurse was telling me. She goes, "All right, when you after 2 hours, after you pee it out, put bleach in the toilet." Like flush it a couple of times and then immediately wash your genitals and your hands. That's what the instructions say. It says, okay, after using the bathroom, wash your hands and genitals. And I'm like, you mean take a shower? Because you're just implying that I'm going to be washing just my balls and my hands. Like what, in the sink? Just say take a shower and use soap. It's really... immediately after urinating, wash your hands and your genitals. Okay. Nowhere else though, just those two places, huh? All right. Also, it's like she's like, I would avoid, don't have your wife use the toilet like immediately after, give it about 20 to 30 minutes. I'm like, what? What the fuck are you putting in me? It's like, apparently something strong enough to kill tumors or to prevent, it. It's like a shield. And it's like, what the, it's like, don't have sex for 24 hours after you have the treatment. And then if you're going to have sex, use a condom. Okay, so then I'm not going to have sex then, right? That was my immediately thought. That's the first thing. I'm like, I'm married. I'm not having sex with my wife with a condom. It's weird. We can just wait. But that, so the nurse who was giving me those treatments was like, now there are some side effects. You're getting 6 treatments. Typically the side effects, if they do affect you, they'll affect you later, like the back half of the treatments, not the first 3, but the final 3. The two main side effects are fatigue and, blood in your urine a little bit, because it's killing cells in the, it makes sense. Sure. But that's, those are the main 2, if you have any. And I said, so the only side effects that I may incur are getting tired and then peeing blood. Well, that's par for the course. I call that Tuesday. She just looked at me and I went, I'm joking. That's not an everyday occurrence. I don't go hard on Monday and then I pee blood on Tuesday. I was making a joke. Oh, thank God. Oh, all right. I guess there isn't a lot of quips that occur in a urologist's office. I guess not. I don't know. There needs to be more. I do not understand. Maybe they just don't get me. Not sure. I'm still going to try, though. This is like a new nurse. I'm going to see her every Tuesday. So I got to come up with something for next week. I can't let this stand. I got to hit her with something. I got to see if I can get her to see that I'm funny. On the drive home from treatment, I don't know. I saw a bunch of people driving like shit. And it can't just be, you know, phones that have turned people. I don't know why. I don't know if people just quit taking. I think they quit requiring driver's ed. So you just wait it out till you hit 18 and then you just get in a car. I don't know what it is. Anyway, people are terrible at driving. And there was one guy that accelerated from like behind me. I'm in the right lane. He's in the left lane and there's a car in the left lane just slightly in front of where I am. Cause there's a lot of traffic, but there's this, this guy has he has a double tailpipes. So, you know, he thinks that he's, in Fast and Furious. He just accelerates to go maybe four car lengths. He just goes and then stops like right there, slightly in front of me. And we're almost parallel. And I just look at him like, the fuck with you? And he didn't see me. I don't know if he saw the look on my face. Probably not. But if he did, it would irritate him. Because that's the thing. And it dawned on me. If you've ever wondered, how do you really get like if you really want to insult a man and you really want to get him, how, you know, what's the thing that you can do that's like the biggest burn that you can do to a man? Now, some would say you insult, you know, the size of his dick, but I don't think so. I think that's a hit or miss thing, because typically if you're calling a guy, saying a guy has a small dick, there's a really good chance you haven't actually seen his dick. So, and if you had, it's a weird situation. Regardless, the thing about it is that he is, you know, it's, you can blow that off. You can be like, yeah, whatever. So it's a hit or miss. I don't think that's the worst way that you can insult somebody, is go for dick size. It's kind of hack. It's been used so much that people can blow it off. Guys can blow it off and be delusional. This is what you do when you want to insult the guy. You have to get them to look at you. And then you have to show in your face that they're lame. That they think that they're cool, but they're actually lame. You just give them, you just kind of do this weird disapproval, squint, frown, just like, ugh, you're lame. You're just a fucking dork. That's all you have to do. That's it. Because you may not get a reaction, but you won't get any satisfaction from it. But believe me, if a guy sees you thinking that, and they see you think that they are lame, it's going to bug them. They can be dismissive. Especially if you're an attractive woman, that'll really do it. That'll tear them up. But even if it's a guy, even if you're a guy and they think that you're like some, you know, cucky dork, you know, what is that? You know, even if you're somebody that they don't, you know, that they're all like, what is that loser? Why does he think that I'm lame? The fuck does he know? Look at him. Even if they think that, it's going to bug them. It's going to sit with them. It's the worst thing that you can do to somebody, to a guy, is because they all, and the thing is that dorky dude can make the jock feel like shit just by going, ugh, you're lame. Because guys want, yeah, they want the hot, they want the chicks to notice them, but they also want other dudes to be envious of them. So if you can put it in their head that they're not as cool as they think they are, that you think that they suck, it'll eat them alive. It'll sit with them. And the thing is that they may get over it, but they'll remember. They'll remember that you looked at them like they were lame. And they'll remember, like, in a couple of days. They'll think about that look on your face about once, at least once a week for the rest of their life. Because typically the person that you're wanting to insult, to burn, is not emotionally healthy. They don't have, like, the self-confidence to, I don't care what other people think, you know, I'm in a good place. Chances are, if a person's like that, if they're in a healthy, good place, and, you know, they're emotionally healthy, they're probably not in a position where you want to burn them. Typically, you want to burn somebody who's being an asshole. And they've got issues, ego, you know, narcissism. It's all there. And it's just ready for you to fuck with them. So I say, if you want to do it, that's what you do. Because that will fuck with them. You won't get any satisfaction of it, but you'll get satisfaction knowing that it'll bug them. It'll bug them later when nobody else is around. When they're alone, it'll bug them. And that should warm the cockles of your heart. Know what I mean? StillSoberPod@gmail.com for any questions or comments that are positive to neutral. I'm going to get out of here because I am tired. But I'm just happy I'm getting treatments, right? Totally off the subject. It's funny to have to pretend and my immediate reaction to people when they're like, because here in Texas, if you try to pull up a porn site, this happens. Let's see. Let's go here to incognito mode, like that actually works. And let's say you put in pornhub.com. It'll take you to a page and go, "Dear user, as you may know, your elected officials in Texas are requiring us to verify your age before allowing you to access to our website. Not only does this impinge on the rights of adults to access protected speech." Impinge? Impinge is a verb that says have an effect or impact, especially a negative one. Yes. All right. Well played, Pornhub. Do you use ChatGPT? I mean, because it looks like you want to do infringe on the rights of adults to access protected speech, but they did impinge. That's weird. Looking at this. Anyway, it's a whole long. Holy shit! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's 10 paragraphs long. Well, we encourage you to learn more about device-based age verification solutions that make the internet safer, which also respecting your privacy, and B, contact your representatives and demand device-based verification solutions that make the internet safer while also respecting your privacy. Right. Because that's what people are going to do. They're going to contact their representative and say, "Give me back my porn." Because that's not what you're saying, but that's what you're saying when you contact your representative. "Hi, representative. I want to protect my privacy. And in doing so, I'm going to give you my name and tell you to give me back my porn." That makes sense. You know what's actually takes as long as actually may take less time than reading all 10 paragraphs of this statement by Pornhub is downloading a VPN. Anyway, or just go to, because if you try to use any of the other websites, you're like, oh, maybe I'll try YouPorn. Oh, that's also blocked. Yeah, it's because it's all owned by the same company. In fact, the only company that is not owned by the same, you know, Brazzers and Pornhub and YouPorn and PornTube, RedTube, those are all owned by the same people. But what, let's see, where is it? Yeah, the only one that, the only website that doesn't, that, that is still working, I believe. Let's see, is it still up or today? Nope, it's still up. Jesus Christ. Okay. Xvideos is still up. And the reason is because their headquarters is in the fucking Czech Republic. They're in Prague. They don't give a fuck. They're like, oh, you're going to do laws? It's fine. We don't care. I personally, the only reason I bring this up is because I think it's funny. Because I'm older and I don't care. You know, I'm actually at an age where I'm not, you know, don't give a fuck about porn anymore. It's really nice. It's really nice. That's one of the benefits of, I guess, you know, not being a raging testosterone monkey. And personally, I kind of like making it difficult for people to just get free porn. That's like the kids today. They can just get it without having to get up off of their chair. Are you out of your goddamn mind? We had to steal a magazine or have a friend who had a perv dad that they could steal a magazine from. Then you take it and you'd run out in the woods and look at it and then you leave in the woods. Or you'd go out in the woods and find some porn that somebody else threw in the woods after they looked at it. That was how we found porn. Randomly in the woods. When their parents made us go outside and play. All right, let's ride our bikes out in the woods. Maybe we'll find a porno mag. It was the 80s. That's what the 80s were like. A little bit different. Anyway, thought I'd throw that in there. No, it's just funny. I heard a coworker talking about it. He goes, oh, you know how they're blocking Pornhub? I'm like, are they? Just acting, you know, love that. You have to pretend like you don't keep up with the any slight changes in the third most visited website on the internet, Pornhub. All right, guys. That's all I got. We'll see you next week, all right? Later. Bye. Back down to earth again. Cold is creeping deep inside. Disconnect the telephone line.